This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Overtime, 106.7. The Fan, DOC. You know, it's got to be like a pitcher going, got a no-hitter going, and you get it. Guy gets a knock on you in the seventh inning. Then the guy comes up and you give up a double. And, guy, you start getting rocked a little bit. And then you got to settle back down, start finding your groove. And then you start trying to hit that gun again. I mean, that all-star game. I mean, the pitch, the speeds now. I mean, guys are hitting the gun at 100. I mean, it's just like... 101, and we've got young man in the Nationals in the farm system hitting 101, 102, 10. And we're in the, it's almost like all of our teams, we're in that cultivation mode. We're growing, we're staging, developing. Who's going to be ripe right at the right time? Got to be patient. It's almost like with all the franchises, everybody. It's kind of like in that, which is kind of cool. Better than being in, we just totally are in a teardown and we're terrible. I think we'd be that those days are over. I don't know how you feel, Mellow, but I feel like we're entering a really good space in a way that I think we can expect to be highly competitive. And I think that's all you can ask.
I think that's the best you can really do too. There's no real sure thing in sports, you know, but
no.
Making it so your team has a chance over and over, that's kind of the best thing you can do. And
yeah.
It looks like, you know, at least most of our teams are headed
all
that
of our
way.
Franchises. Yeah. I mean, I think it's the Orioles have made me a believer. And we're talking about three seasons. It was a teardown. And now, I mean, they are like muscular. They're flexing. I mean, yeah, the Orioles, nice. You wish. And I know it's not a popular topic around here, but, and I'm looking at this going, okay. But, you know, when we play, and the one thing I like about where we've been now is that when we play against really good teams, we don't get punked. And we've showed up. But I just think, you know, it's okay. Now, a lot of this, in this temperament, would change drastically. I mean, I'm not chasing the Brandon Ayuk train and all that. I don't chase any of that. If it comes to me, good. If it doesn't, whatever. Because I'm never going to be controlled by a wide receiver. That's never going to happen. You can forget that. Now, you might get me chasing about Brandon Coleman or Cornelius Lucas, Trent Scott. Okay. Now you got my attention. My ears are perked. That you can lead me around and pretty much control me. But you will never, ever get me to pull over to the side of the road talking about wide receivers. I don't give a crap who they are. That'll never happen in my lifetime. Because I'm beyond the entertainment phase. Do you have to have them to be really good? Heck, yes, you do. I'm not insane. I get it. But that's never the first order of business. Because the first order of business is that I have to pretend element of my team is my quarterback. My quarterbacks, plural, all three of them. I got to protect them all. They are the crown jewel. They. Not him. They. As much as I adore this young man out of Louisiana State University, I think he's a marvelous young man. I'm not going to let one blow to his side of his head or side of his knee or side of his ribs control the next 4 months, 5 months of my life. Neither did Don Shula and the Miami Dolphins, who are the only team to ever win it all undefeated. I'm building 53-man strong roster that will ultimately win the Lombardi Trophy. This is not a one-man gang. We are going to build the best football team in the world. 53-man strong. So, I'm not completely insane. We got to have terrific production out of the quarterback position. No doubt about it. But I need three of them that can run my offense. If one of them is exceptional, we might be very good in the playoffs. But I got to have three guys that can operate my offense. I'm not kidding myself on that. I hope it's Daniels. But I don't get involved in this like that. I need one of them to get the job done. And I don't really care which one it is, to be honest with you. I just need one of them to get the job done. I need somebody, five guys, whoever five want to have it, get it done. But I need five big dudes up front to protect the dude we're snapping the ball to. You can pick them any way you want to pick them. I don't care. But I got to get five people. They're going to take on that responsibility of personal protection and be willing to put your life on the line to do it. If that's too big of an assignment for you, then get the hell off the team. Because that's what I'm looking for. People want to make that commitment. That's what I'd be talking to them that way. If that's too much responsibility for you, ain't the dude I'm looking for. I'm looking for personal protectors. And then the dudes that tote that mail, that running back room, I love it. I love our running back room because it's a room. You think I'm going to be controlled by one dude? He get hurt? What am I supposed to do, forfeit the season? No, not happening. 53-man strong. I want to be able to win with whoever wears the uniform. I don't give a damn who it is. Brandon Ayuk, all I've been hearing. Brandon Ayuk. Yeah, he's nice. But he's not on my team.
I'll tell you too, Doc, whenever I see these guys do these kind of things where they're like, they're in the media every week and they're talking about maybe they want to be traded or maybe they want to go to this team or that team or whatever. It's just like, man, you bring him here and how long till he's playing that song and dance here too, you know?
I ain't mad at him. Ugh. He is trying to take care of his family.
I get it, but I don't like the way he does it.
No, he's a Bama. Look, that's his decision. He's representing the way he wants to. I don't like his style of the way he's doing it. That's his option. I wouldn't choose him, but I'm not in that position. Automatically, I make a decision who I want on my team if I was in a position of power. He would not be on my team. I can tell you that right now. He's not that different. There's four or five guys just like him. Because if you gonna throw, if that's your boy, your dog, on a new team, you would jeopardize his credibility if that is true. I don't know this to be true. But if he sold his boy out, that's just me. That's how I operate. Obviously, that ain't how other people do it. And that's cool. That's cool. I'm not running for office. I don't need you to support that or like what I do. I'm not interested in your votes at all. I'm just telling you how I would operate. Code of silence. So, you know, it's very important. We do this. I'm a talk show host. I'm talking to you people now. Love y'all. Because we're having a conversation about some things that I know a lot of you don't really understand. You like to. You really care a lot about it. But you don't really have a lot of good sources. Trust me, you don't. So I'm trying to help you out by letting you get it from another perspective. It's going to be different because you ain't heard a lot of it. That's obvious. So I'm breaking it down to you in a different way. And it might be your cup of tea or it's not. Don't matter to me at all. But you do deserve to hear it in a different tone. 53 is the only way you're going to ever win. That's why you don't win around here. That's why you haven't won. Because there's too many selfish bastards running around talking about the bag and about themselves. And they haven't won squat. Back in a moment. NBA superstars, heavy metals, the people that are going to support your retirement. And I was rude, and I apologize for that. How are the two future legends doing?
Oh, pretty good. We went to Disney World last week, so they're doing great.
And did they wear Daddy out?
I think we were all worn out. I think everybody was exhausted. But it was a lot of fun. You know, got to meet some princesses and go on some rides.
Yeah,
and stuff.
You know, one thing about California, when you grow up, I worked at Disneyland. When you work out, when you live out there, you have a job, you know, one of your jobs, off-season job, you know, is at Disneyland. And it's really, when you get behind the scenes, it's an enormous empire. And working and shipping and receiving, and I really got to learn behind the scenes. You think you know inventory, you don't know inventory. You don't even have an idea.
I mean, I was wondering just how many people are employed there on a day-by-day basis. There are so many people just,
army.
Operating the rides, dressed up in costumes, just all kinds of stuff. You know, operating the cars that take you to and from the parking lot. Just so many different things that people are doing all over the place there. You know, all the vendors and just, it's crazy. It must be thousands and thousands a day.
from an inventory standpoint, now, I can't imagine what it's now with all the, how computers have taken over everything. I can't imagine how basic, I haven't been in a warehouse in 30 years, but just thinking about, they had forklifts then, but you were stacking and racking. Just remember like the Mickey Mouse ears, the caps. Just take the lollipops, just take one simple items. The ears, anything in there. And those are stacked in thousands of them. And all of them have to come in, broken down, taken to those different, you know, rides and treats and all the themes. And it's overwhelming to think of what an operation is like. It's a small world, the teacups, Matterhorn. All the splash rides, the haunted house, everything to it, the imagination. But the teamwork and team building all started there. You talking about creative mind flow and working together? That was the first team to be a part of something, it would be chaotic. It'd be chaos. I mean, imagine not being working within a team atmosphere, team system. It's no way. You couldn't get through 10 minutes. It is a monster operation run by some of the best in the world at what they do. And but a happy place, people were upbeat. I'm sure wearing those costumes had to be miserable.
Oh, man. I think we were only there for one day, and I think they said the heat index that day was like 112 degrees.
Imagine, but behind in those mascots.
I know, there's guys walking around in like goofy costumes and, kids, and stuff. Oh, man.
Yeah, kids can be awfully mean at times. And some of the awful things that were probably said to them and done to them.
I'll tell you, man, most kids, I think, at Disney, it's a little different. It's not like you're at Chuck E. Cheese, man. Like, the kids, there's something special about that place when you're a kid. And I don't know. Most of the kids were either super excited or they were having meltdowns because they've just been so much energy, you know. But
yeah.
But I didn't see people really being mean to anyone that worked there directly. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't that kind of a thing.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. And I'll never forget, just to say, protect the innocent. But when I was a recruiter and do recruiting at UCLA, one of my go-tos was that, you know, when you get a big, you know, like, which would be equivalent to a 5-star today, and I'll protect the names of the innocent just to keep it above board. But, and it worked to it. It was take them to Disneyland. Because the guys from the Midwest and the East, they hadn't been there. I don't care how big and bad they are. It breaks them down. And it has everything. You know, it's doing a disco era or whatever. You can go to, there's clubs at Disneyland. I mean, it's everything. There's nothing. It has everything. And you just had to be hooked, you know, and I was a made man there because I used to work there. So I got a...
I'll tell you, I watched their fireworks display, and it put to shame the one that we saw for the 4th of July down there. It was on another level. Like, the amount of fireworks and the different kind and variety and colors and stuff. They do this every day.
Amusement park world in California, like at Magic Mountain. Oh, yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, your girls, they're lucky, man. They're lucky.
They're lucky now. So.
They're not going to be too lucky when they become teenagers. It's going to backfire.
We'll see.
Look at me. Oh, my God. Hey, the boy. Hey, man, have you seen their father? Jesus Christ. Hey, man, you can't go over to the crib. Oh, man, I can't wait. I just pray to God. All I want to do is just see that once. I just want to be over there one. Man, them dudes, they're going to be, oh, my God. Hey, man, her old man, Stu's like Paul Bunyan, man. You can't go over there and mess with her. Stu, man, like he don't even leave the room. Like 6'8", about 320. Yeah, man, hey, man, I can't wait. It's going to be, that's why God knew not to give me any daughters, man, because I would have been an absolute idiot. Yeah, I would have been an absolute fool. 1-800-636-1067 is our number. We promise we will not hog the microphone. We'll play. We'll share. 1-800-636-1067. Join us right after the break. Welcome back to Overtime. We've had some nice breaks. Hopefully we raised enough money tonight to Grant and Danny. Can be okay, and they can maintain that filet mignon lifestyle that they both earned, and have done a great, great job with it.
So, Doc, I got a question for you.
Yep, yes, sir.
Yeah, what do you think about this move of Jason Wright from team president to, I guess they're calling him an advisor now or something, and what do you think his legacy is going to be here for the Commanders?
Well, he's established one. First, he's the first African-American as an African-American, especially in the National Football League, which is the most guarded positions on the face of the earth. And so when you gain any ground, any traction in America's crown jewel possession, you should be very proud of yourself for doing, no matter what the reasoning, because there's always, for the most part, an alternative reasoning behind a lot of it gender and minority advancements. That happens in big business all across the world. That's nothing new. It first came to my attention when he was, I'm sure he had to have had at least the Green Bay opening and him being mentioned for it. I thought that was kind of strange because I assumed he already had a job. But that's big business. They can never take something away from you once you've had it. The rest of the organization and how it was run while he was here and with it, I mean, everybody was lucky to have been as functional or lack thereof, whatever it could have been. Nothing works when it's as dysfunctional as it was from the top down. So everybody's in survivor mode that was in their organization, in my personal opinion. It's just me talking. But he should never hold his head down about accomplishing something that had a cap on it for as long as it did. As will the first African-American owner of an NFL franchise. If that ever happens, should be extremely proud of that because of all the guard walls and rails that have been put up to prevent it from happening to this point. So
do you think it'll be like
any
another
kind of movement you get is good.
Do you think it'll be like an athlete? You know, because at some point you figure there'll be one.
No.
Do you think it could be an athlete that ends up buying a team?
No. The league showed you how ugly that was. If Walter Payton couldn't get in that group, then it's not penetrable. I learned that back with the time. You hear what a nice guy Walter was. Walter was so great. Walter was everything.
I mean, Magic's a part owner, right? Like,
yeah, he's a part. But there are a lot of parts. We're not talking about part.
No, I know what you mean. You're talking about majority.
There are African-American males rich enough to have met every qualification like any other person to be an all, full, right-out owner. And that hasn't happened. I heard all this about Walter at the time. I was naive then. I'm no longer naive. I was naive back then. Oh, man, that'd be great. Walter's a great guy. Everybody give a damn about what kind of guy Walter was. Because if they were, then they would have. There's certain categories that are set aside to make you sound like a nice person. Make you feel good to yourself. These are all these awards that come up. I call them minority awards. And they're set asides. And they give those to when they want to appease certain sections of the community. And then you go get Luther. Bring him out. And let's do this and all that. Dog and pony show, man. It don't mean nothing to me. If you're going to come correct. Get the people, at least on this staff right now, I think have earned their right. Joe Witt Jr., he'd been qualified, but nobody would give him a chance. They gave him a chance here immediately. Immediately. I appreciate that. This last group, man, they had Jug Williams back there, stuck in an office in a room with all the knowledge and all the everything he brings up. This group, they got him in problem to program. I appreciate that. I see that. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that's been swept under the rug or whatever. Them days apparently are coming to an end. But we got a lot of work to do in a lot of different areas. Not just them, all of us. Us. We all can do better in a lot of areas. And we have to do that. That's if we want to see change come about. And if it's all about us being the best, then we have to show that. We can't just talk it. We got to prove it. And if it's all for one, and we all are in it together, then we'll find out more after the break. Back to backs and it's tough. And one thing you'll learn, I mean, he's the second youngest in charge. And so he's, you know, you think he'd learn, but you don't learn. When you're that young, you're 26, you feel like you're invincible. And there's nothing you can't do. And the first thing you find out that your body it'll shut down on you. And then what you gonna do? Put you in the trick bag. So it is it's all good. I WNBA All-Star Game. I can't tell you how excited I am to see
this Saturday night.
The W All-Stars against Team USA. The men, it's going to be a joke. I don't even know if anybody's going to challenge them, because they're going hard. And had fun tonight. I had a lot of fun. I'm so proud of Walt Williams, the Wizard. He's one of the nicest superstars you'll ever meet. You know, he just... But I felt that same way about, you know, Lamont. You've met Lamont in person, right?
No, I have not.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
I only know him from working with you, yeah.
Yeah, he's the nicest dude, man. I reached out to him. You know, life sends you, you know, some twists and turns. LJ, he's a good dude, man. Lamont Jordan, Terps, he's a good dude, man. He's solid as a rock.
He's one of my favorite guests, like regular guests that we get. He's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, he is. You've not had on...
and I like when he talks about violent football.
Oh, violent. Yeah, he's a freak. Think about, you know, Lamont Jordan, the all-time leading rusher, University of Maryland. And he is... most running backs, if they didn't play running back, the real good ones would play linebacker. Because they're tough dudes, man. They know they're going to get hit. And the real good ones, they deliver the blow.
Yeah, they don't get hit. Imagine Derrick Henry as a linebacker, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. My dog growing up, man, he was Stag. He's a good dude, man. He's hell of a running back too, and he's grassroots youth football, and he's rebuilding his program. And these guys that come up in the game, they live the game, and the ones that give back because they coach, and all of them coach. Lamont coach, Mike Anderson coaches. You won't earn a whole different level with me once you coach. And I think all of us that were coached, you don't earn your blessings until you go back and coach. I tell you, I got 7 years in the system in this DMV volunteering. It's a rite of prayer. You have to do it. I was at grassroots with Mike and them. I mean, if you real. Now, if you can't do it for other reasons, then you don't do it. But I know to a T, I can tell you these dudes around here that I've met that work through this system, they all go back and coach. They run their camps, they coach. They don't not coach. Because without the coaches, none of us would be where we are. It's no other way that it works that way. I mean, they have to. They contribute. Andre Jones is around DeMathis so much, he should pay them rent. They live with these programs. They're grown-ass men. They got children. They always go back. It's embedded in you. It's all Coach Thompson used to talk about. Boys Club, man, number two. You know, John Booty. Gym rat. These dudes, they all, you know, Medhurst. He's a gym rat. They never get too far. Welcome back to Overtime. We've had some nice breaks. Hopefully we raise enough money tonight to Grant and Danny can be okay. And they can maintain that filet mignon lifestyle that they both earned, and they've done a great, great job with it.
So, Doc, I got a question for you.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah. What do you think about this this move of Jason Wright from team president to, I guess they're calling him an advisor now or something? And what do you think his legacy is going to be here for the Commanders?
Well, he's established one. First, he's the first African-American to as an African-American, when you, and especially in the National Football League, which is the most guarded positions on the face of the earth. And so when you gain any ground, any traction in America's crown jewel possession, you should be very proud of yourself for doing, no matter what the reasoning, because there's always, for the most part, an alternative reasoning behind a lot of it, gender and minority advancements. That happens in big business all across the world. That's nothing new. It first came to my attention when he was, I'm sure he had to have had at least the Green Bay opening and him being mentioned for it. I thought that was kind of strange because I assumed he already had a job. But that's big business. They can never take something away from you once you've had it. The rest of the organization and how it was run while he was here and with it, I mean, everybody was lucky to have been as functional or lack thereof, whatever it could have been. Nothing works when it's as dysfunctional as it was from the top down. So everybody's in survivor mode that was in their organization, in my personal opinion. It's just me talking. But he should never hold his head down about accomplishing something that had a cap on it for as long as it did. As will the first African-American owner of an NFL franchise. If that ever happens, should be extremely proud of that because of all the guard walls and rails that have been put up to prevent it from happening to this point. So
do you think it'll be like
any
another
kind of movement you get is good.
Do you think it'll be like an athlete? You know, because at some point you figure there'll be one.
No.
Do you think it could be an athlete that ends up buying a team?
No. The league showed you how ugly that was. With Walter Payton couldn't get in that group, then it's not penetrable. I learned that back with the time. You hear what a nice guy Walter was. Walter was so great. Walter was everything.
I mean, Magic's a part owner, right? Like,
yeah, he's a part. But there are a lot of parts. We're not talking about part.
No, I know what you mean. You're talking about majority.
There are African-American males rich enough to have met every qualification like any other person to be an all, full, right-out owner. And that hasn't happened. I heard all this about Walter at the time. I was naive then. I'm no longer naive. I was naive back then. Oh, man, that'd be great. Walter's a great guy. Everybody give a damn about what kind of guy Walter was. Because if they were, then they would have. There's certain categories that are set aside to make you sound like a nice person. Make you feel good to yourself. These are all these awards that come up. I call them minority awards. And they're set asides. And they give those to when they want to appease certain sections of the community. And then you go get Luther. Bring him out. And let's do this and all that. Dog and pony show, man. It don't mean nothing to me. If you're going to come correct. Get the people, at least on this staff right now, I think have earned their right. Joe Witt Jr., he'd been qualified, but nobody would give him a chance. They gave him a chance here immediately. Immediately. I appreciate that. This last group, man, they had Jug Williams back there, stuck in an office in a room. With all the knowledge and all the everything he brings up. This group, they got him in problem to program. I appreciate that. I see that. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that's been swept under the rug or whatever. Them days apparently are coming to an end. But we got a lot of work to do in a lot of different areas. Not just them, all of us. Us. We all can do better in a lot of areas. And we have to do that. That's if we want to, if we want to see change come about. And if it's all about us being the best, then we have to show that. We can't just talk it. We got to prove it. And if it's all for one, and we all are in it together, then we'll find out. More after the break. Back to backs, and it's tough. And one thing you'll learn, I mean, he's the second youngest in charge, and so he's, you know, you think he'd learn, but you don't learn. When you're that young, you're 26, you feel like you're invincible, and there's nothing you can't do. And the first thing you find out, that your body it'll shut down on you. And then what you gonna do? Put you in a trick bag. So it is it's all good. I WNBA All-Star Game. I can't tell you how excited I am to see
this Saturday night.
All-Stars against Team USA. The men, it's going to be a joke. I don't even know if anybody's going to challenge them, because they're going hard. And had fun tonight. I had a lot of fun. I'm so proud of Walt Williams, the Wizard. He's one of the nicest superstars you'll ever meet. You know, he just... But I felt that same way about, you know, Lamont. You met Lamont in person, right?
No, I have not.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
I only know him from working with you, yeah.
Yeah, he's the nicest dude, man. I reached out to him. You know, life sends you, you know, some twists and turns. LJ, he's a good dude, man. Lamont Jordan, Terps, he's a good dude, man. He's solid as a rock.
He's one of my favorite guests, like regular guests that we get. He's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, he is. You've not had on...
And I like when he talks about violent football.
Oh, violent. Yeah, he's a freak. Think about, you know... Lamont Jordan, the all-time leading rusher, University of Maryland, and he is most running backs, if they didn't play running back, the real good ones would play linebacker, because they're tough dudes, man. They know they're going to get hit, and the real good ones, they deliver the blow.
Yeah, they don't get imagine hit, Derrick they hit Henry you. Is a linebacker, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. My dog growing awesome. Up, man, he was Stag. He's a good dude, man. He's a hell of a running back too, and he's grassroots youth football, and he's rebuilding his program, and these guys that come up in the game, they live the game, and the ones that give back because they coach, and all of them coach. Lamont coach, Mike Anderson coaches. You won't earn a whole different level with me once you coach. And I think all of us that were coached, you don't earn your blessings until you go back and coach. I tell you, I got 7 years in the system in this DMV volunteering. You almost, it's a rite of prayer. You have to do it. I was at grassroots with Mike and them. I mean, if you real, now if you can't do it for other reasons, then you don't do it. But I know to a T, I can tell you these dudes around here that I've met that work through this system, they all go back and coach. They run their camps. They coach. They don't not coach. because without the coaches, none of us would be where we are. It just it's no other way that it works that way. I mean, they have to. They contribute. Andre Jones is around DeMathis so much, he should pay them rent. They live with these programs. Not they're grown ass men. They got children. They don't. They always go back. It's embedded in you. It's all Coach Thompson used to talk about. Boys Club, man, number two. You know, John Booty, Gym Rat. These dudes, they all, you know, Medhurst. He's a gym rat. They never get too far away from the high school deal. They don't ever big shot it. It's always about, we've had Adrian Branch on talking about that tie. Those Stags, they may wear you out, but you got to appreciate the loyalty that they have towards a high school. You know, Dan Miller, I'm surprised he didn't mention Flint Hill tonight. I love that when that happens. I love it when that happens because that's the moment that, you know, Coach Bird and what he's doing with the Heat. We all come back to it. That's the origins of it. High school. Rec stuff matters. And if you're a volunteer, love that. I told you. My mom worked at Snack Bar at Little League Sunset Little League for 20 years after I left. That's community to me. That's what sports is all about. I like Mike Wilbon about high school. Mike Wilbon's a world-class journalist. He's in everything big. Talk to him about high school. Watch his eyes start watering up. This is the thing that we don't do a whole bunch of it on the airwaves. But I'll tell you what. If you ever hear me on and you don't hear me discuss it, then you know they've got AI has taken over. It's artificial. Somebody's coming in and impersonating it.
I don't think AI can replicate you, Doc.
Well, no, I'm just saying, then you'll know it's a setup. It's a damn setup because I'm going to always. My boy Trey Johnson, man, you know, still teaching high school, coaching, teaching. I mean, look, man, it goes on and on and on about it. And, we're in a great area that has some of the best high school sports, lacrosse, basketball, tennis, hockey, you name it. We got it. We got a lot going on. Then look, I don't tell you, the Paula Six? Hoops? Come on, man. Stop it. You don't feel me. But you'll start to feel me. You realize how big Brittany Griner is? Brittany Griner, the paint, is a monster. Gray, Cooper. Man, this weekend, we're going to have a funky good time. I'm going to be on the air all weekend talking. I might have some surprises for you coming down to it. But I had a blast. Hey, Metal, it's always good, man. It's one of these days, and again, I had a mistake today, so you'll chalk this one down. I know I'm not going to hear the end of this. I know somehow it'll get back to Zion, and I will never hear the end of it from him. But it's okay. In a way, it'll make me grind harder. I got to go back to basics, you know, and see if I can improve. You see, can't teach an old dog new tricks, huh? Well, at least we got the old dog part right. Now we'll find out. Now we'll find out.
Well, it is the canines. But no, man, I just got to get the canines. So.
Oh, you know, a canine can be taught new tricks. You know what? I did not hear from the crew. I don't know. Tonight we had a slow night. Maybe I don't know. I don't know. Maybe me being off was a sign that the canine community was a little light tonight. We did not have We did not have a strong showing tonight. And it could have been it. Maybe the moon. You believe in that stuff with the stars and the moon, that whole thing?
Not really, no. Not the astrology kind of stuff? No, no.
Yeah, are you with that?
No, I mean, I it controls the tides.
Did you go through
that
thing about your sign and that whole 9 yards? You didn't?
Nah, I'm, first off, I'm a Murgo, which is just a stupid thing. What the heck's a Capricorn? That's so dumb. But, was it half goat, half mermaid? Somewhere. Who even comes up with that? Like, whatever.
Hey, man,
it's never been my thing.
For profit. Everything. Somebody had a good idea and it worked. It worked. Do you know how much gear is sold in this country?
Oh, they
astrology.
These all go out to Sedona, Arizona, man. That's the big place out there. They got some magic rocks or something going on
out
there.
You got to get it, man. Eric, you got to get it going. It's all right. Well, I'll tell you what. Hard Knocks, I got to give him a thumbs up. I've never been a Hard Knocks guy once I realized how ignorant I was chasing stupidity. They got the worst teams in the league highlighted, and I was like an idiot chasing it like a dog chasing a car going down the street. Now, I will tell you this one. This thing with the Giants, I don't think you'll ever see it again, but I got to give it to me. I got to give it to them. Then I started thinking, hey, you nitwit, you just answered your own question. They take the bottom people in the league, and you're surprised that they did dumb things? No, that's who they are. Did you expect the Giants to look smart? How the hell could they? It's the New York Football Giants. Yeah, they beat us like a drum. But other than that, they're dumb as bricks. And that's why the owner came in and tried to be a nice guy and said, hey, you mind keeping the best player, the most popular guy in our freaking franchise, you nitwits? And they got rid of him. And the GM still hadn't figured it out. Hey, man, big fella, love you, man. You're the best of the best. Zion, get healthy. I ain't filling in for you no more. Lose 100 pounds and you wouldn't be sick. Nothing but love for y'all. Y'all be sweet. We'll do this again tomorrow. Out. Back to backs and it's tough. And one thing you'll learn, I mean, he's the second youngest in charge. And so he's, you know, you think he'd learn, but you don't learn. When you're that young, you're 26, you feel like you're invincible. And there's nothing you can't do. And the first thing you find out that your body will, it'll shut down on you. And then what you going to do? Put you in a trick bag. So it is, it's all good. I WNBA All-Star Game. I can't tell you how excited I am to see
this Saturday night.
All-Stars against Team USA. The men, it's going to be a joke. I don't even know if anybody's going to challenge them because they're going hard. And had fun tonight. I had a lot of fun. I'm so proud of Walt Williams, the Wizard. He's one of the nicest superstars you'll ever meet. You know, he just... But I felt that same way about, you know, Lamont. You met Lamont in person, right?
No. No, I have not.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
I only know him from working with you, yeah.
Yeah, he's the nicest dude, man. I reached out to him. You know, he's life sends you, you know, some twists and turns. LJ, he's a good dude, man. Lamont Jordan, Terps, he's a good dude, man. He's solid as a rock.
He's one of my favorite guests, like regular guests that we get. He's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, he is. You've not had on...
And I like when he talks about violent football.
Oh, violent. Yeah, he's a freak. Think about, you know, Lamont Jordan, the all-time leading rusher, University of Maryland. And he is... he's a... Most running backs if they didn't play running back, the real good ones would play linebacker. Because they're not, they're tough dudes, man. They know they're going to get hit. And the real good ones, they deliver the blow.
Yeah, they don't get imagine hit. Derrick Henry is a linebacker, right?
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. My dog growing awesome. Up, man, he was Stag. He's a good dude, man. He's a hell of a running back, too. And he's grassroots youth football, and he's rebuilding his program. And these guys that come up in the game, they live the game. And the ones that give back because they coach, and all of them coach. Lamont coach. Mike Anderson coaches. Coaches, you want to earn a whole different level with me once you coach. And I think all of us that were coached, you don't earn your blessings until you go back and coach. I tell you, I got 7 years in the system in this DMV. Volunteering, you almost, it's a rite of prayer. You have to do it. I was at grassroots with Mike and them. I mean, if you real, now if you can't do it for other reasons, then you don't do it. But I know to a T, I can tell you these dudes around here that I've met that work through this system, they all go back and coach. They run their camps, they coach. They don't not coach, because without the coaches, none of us would be where we are. It's no other way that it works. That I mean, they have to. They contribute. Andre Jones is around the Mathis so much he should pay them rent. They live with these programs. Not they're grown ass men. They got children. They don't. They always go back. It's embedded in you. That's all Coach Thompson used to talk about. Boys Club, man, number two. You know, John Booty, Jim Rat. These dudes, they all, you know, Methurst. He's a gym rat. They never get too far away from the high school deal. They don't ever big shot it. It's always about, we've had Adrian Branch on talking about that tie, those Stags, they may wear you out, but you got to appreciate the loyalty that they have towards a high school. You know, Dan Miller, I'm surprised he didn't mention Flint Hill tonight. I love that when that happens. I love it when that happens because that's the moment that, you know, Coach Bird and what he's doing with the Heat. We all come back to it. That's the origins of it. High school. Rec stuff matters. And if so, if you're a volunteer, love that. I told you. My mom worked at snack bar at Little League Sunset Little League for 20 years after I left. That's community to me. That's what sports is all about. I like Mike Wilbon about high school. Mike Wilbon's a world-class journalist. He's in everything big. Talk to him about high school. Watch his eyes start watering up. This is a thing that we don't do a whole bunch of it on the airwaves. But I'll tell you what. If you ever hear me on and you don't hear me discuss it, then you know they've got AI has taken over. It's artificial. Somebody's coming in and impersonating it.
I don't think AI can replicate you, Doc.
Well, no, I'm just saying, then you'll know it's a setup. It's a damn setup because I'm going to always... my boy Trey Johnson, man, you know, still teaching high school, coaching, teaching. Look, man, it goes on and on and on about it, and... We're in a great area that has some of the best high school sports, lacrosse, basketball, tennis, you name it. We got it. We got a lot going on. We and then look, I don't tell you, the Paula Six hoops. Come on, man, stop it. You don't feel me, but you'll start to feel me. Just you realize how big Brittany Griner is. Brittany Griner, the paint, is a monster. Gray, Cooper. Man, this weekend gonna be a we're gonna have a funky good time. I'm gonna be on the air all weekend talking. I might even I don't know. Well, I might have some surprises for you coming down to it. But I had a blast. Hey, metal is always good, man. It's one of these days, and again, I had a mistake today, so you'll chalk this one down. I know I'm not gonna hear the end of this. I know somehow it'll get back to Zion, and I will never hear the end of it from him. But it's okay. It in a way, it'll make me grind harder. I got to go back to basics, you know, and see if I can improve. You see, can't teach an old dog new tricks, huh? Well, at least we got the old dog part right. Now we'll find out. Now we'll find out.
Well, it is the canines. No, man, I just it is the canines. So.
Oh, you know, a canine can't be taught new tricks. You know what? I did not hear from the crew. I don't know. Tonight we had a slow night. Maybe I don't know. I don't know. Maybe me being off was a sign that the canine community was a little light tonight. We did not have. We did not have a strong showing tonight, and it could have been it. Maybe the moon. You believe in that stuff with the stars and the moon, that whole thing?
Not really, no. Not the astrology kind of stuff? No.
Yeah, are you with that?
No, I mean, I it controls the tides.
Did you go through
that
thing about your sign and that whole 9 yards? You didn't?
Nah, okay. First off, I'm a Mergoat, which is just a stupid thing. What the heck's a Capricorn? That's so dumb. But, was it half goat, half mermaid? Somewhere. Who even comes up with that? Like, whatever. Hey, man, it's never been my thing.
For profit. Everything. Somebody had a good idea, and it worked. It worked. Do you know how much gear is sold in this country?
Oh, they
astrology.
These all go out to Sedona, Arizona, man. That's the big place out there. They got some magic rocks or something going
on
out there.
You got to get it, man. Eric, you got to get it going. It's all right. Well, I'll tell you what. Hard Knocks, I got to give him a thumbs up. I've never been a Hard Knocks guy once I realized how ignorant I was chasing stupidity. They got the worst teams in the league highlighted, and I was like an idiot chasing it like a dog chasing a car going down the street. Now, I will tell you this one. This thing with the Giants, I don't think you'll ever see it again, but I got to give it to me. I got to give it to them. Then I started thinking, hey, you nitwit, you just answered your own question. They take the bottom people in the league, and you're surprised that they did dumb things? No, that's who they are. Did you expect the Giants to look smart? How the hell could they? It's the New York Football Giants. Yeah, they beat us like a drum. But other than that, they're dumb as bricks. And that's why the owner came in there and tried to be a nice guy and said, hey, you mind keeping the best player, the most popular guy in our freaking franchise, you nitwits? And they got rid of him. And the GM still hadn't figured it out. Hey, man, big fella, love you, man. You're the best of the best. Zion, get healthy. I ain't filling in for you no more. Lose 100 pounds and you wouldn't be sick. Nothing but love for y'all. Y'all be sweet. We'll do this again tomorrow. Out.